Hi, Michelle here with the Magic Is You podcast, and in this episode, I want to ask you a question. What is irritating you? And don't just think about it off the top of your head and move on with your day. I'm challenging you to sit down, take out a notebook and a pen, write down in big letters on the top of the page, what is irritating me? And then write down everything you can think of. It can be something as small as the drawer in my desk doesn't open all the way, to something as big as a huge situation in your business that is just making you crazy. Like, it can be anything and everything, because everything's connected. You know, lo and behold, you fix your squeaky drawer and it ends up turning into the energy to figure out a problem somewhere else that's totally unrelated. But the common denominator is you, and you taking ownership of your power to change something that you don't like. And the question of what is irritating me is something that I want to personally come back to every single month, because anytime I get away from this question, anytime I get away from asking myself this question as part of a regular self-awareness, self-reflection practice, I always default to just dealing with things that I don't actually have to deal with, tolerating things that I don't actually have to tolerate. Can anyone relate? And I think it's such a survival mode response to fall into, because if you grew up in a situation where you just have to deal with things and you don't have the freedom or the agency to change something that's not working, and you just kind of like dealing with it chronically, then that can be the way you approach life as an adult, where you actually do have the power and you do have the agency, but you're choosing not to use it because it's more comfortable to fall into, oh, I just have to deal with it, than to think, what can I do about it? Even things that make you miserable can still be comfortable. So where in your life are you tolerating things that are making you miserable? Because that is such a recipe for misery, to have the power to do something and not use that power. Like, that is a recipe for being miserable. And I was writing in my 5-minute journal this morning, and I came across something I wrote weeks earlier, and it is as follows. It says, be aware of what rubs you the wrong way. It's not just a sign to change your thoughts. It's a sign to change the exterior issue itself by looking for what it is showing you to let go of. And that's the key thing, is something needs to be let go. Something needs to be released internally, because to hold on to something that doesn't serve us, that is draining us, that is irritating us, it's just a reflection of something that we're holding on to internally that is tolerating the situation, that accepts the situation, that thinks we even deserve the situation. And we have to look deeper to see, how am I creating this situation? What is it inside of me that I need to heal, unravel, let go of, in order for this to no longer be an issue, in order for me to just do what I need to do without it being a big deal? Because you can't just go through the motions of fixing things in your external life without looking at, what does it reflect within me, and seeing what needs to be addressed there. And so, like, if I look closely at the things that irritate me, 9 times out of 10, it's reflecting back to me a pattern I have of enabling, a pattern I have around codependency, a pattern I have around putting myself last. So I can never say, oh, this is happening to me. I can always see how I am creating, co-creating the situation. And that can be powerful, because then you realize, oh, I'm not a victim. I'm actually doing this to myself in a way. And I can stop. I can make a change. I can't, like, it is so powerful and empowering to use your irritations as a tool for exactly what you need to do next in your own journey of self-healing, self-development, because there isn't a more powerful signal sometimes than pain. Like, I know I'm all about desire. I'm all about having a life that feels good. But I also know that if you're constantly ignoring the things that don't feel good, the things that are causing you pain, you can't simultaneously create a life of desire and feeling good. You have to do yourself the favor of pulling the brakes and really looking at those things that are causing you pain and discomfort, and doing the inner work to really dig into where is that coming from and how can I change this, and what difficult conversations do I need to have, what difficult decisions do I need to make. And then lo and behold, you do that work and suddenly you feel even more free to have a life of desire, to do what feels good, to even just feel good, period. But we have to make this a regular practice, because it doesn't happen by accident. We have to be super intentional. That's why I'm making it a monthly thing for myself, to sit down and ask myself, what is irritating you? Because the fastest way to the life of your dreams is to remove the things that aren't working. It's not to do more and more things. It's to remove, it's to subtract, it's to let go, it's to release. And that's where it gets really challenging. It's easier to just be like, okay, tell me what to do. I'll put it on my to-do list. I'll add it to my plate. Versus, what do you need to stop doing? What do you need to take off your plate? And that is what unleashes the whole next level of life and business for you. So that is my question for you today on the Magic Is You podcast. What is irritating you? Give yourself the time to sit down, write it all out, and then make that your to-do list. Not because you're adding things to your to-do list, but because you are looking for what you're no longer going to do and doing something about it, so that it's no longer draining your energy, and you can be free to just do whatever you want. And when you're in that place, doing whatever you want feels like an extension of just being yourself. It's no longer this energy of forcing yourself to do things. When we remove the weight and the baggage, the things that we want to do in life and business, for our health, for our money, for our every area of life, it just becomes so much easier when you start letting go of the baggage. And the baggage is going to be right on that piece of paper in response to that question of what is irritating you. All right. Thank you for listening, and I will chat again with you soon.